I prithee, Harry, withdraw thyself. Thou bleed too much. Lord John of Lancaster, go you with him.
Not I, my lord. Unless I do bleed too. I do beseech your majesty, make up. Lest your retirement do amaze your friend.
I will do so. My lord of Westmoreland, go you with him.
Come, come, my lord. I'll lead you to your tent.
Lead me, my lord. I do not need your help. God forbid a shallow scratch should drive the Prince of Wales into a field as this. My stained nobility lies trodden on. Rebel arms triumph in my
city. Breathe too low. Come, cousin Westmoreland, our duty this way lies. For God's sake, come.
My God, thou hast deceived me, Lancaster. I did not think thee lord of such a spirit. Before I loved thee as a brother, John. Now I do respect thee as my soul.
I saw him hold Lord Percy at the point with lustier maintenance than I did look for of such an ungrown warrior.
Oh, this boiling metal to us all!
Another king!
They grow like hydra's heads.
I am the Douglas,
fatal to all those that wear those colors on them.
Who art thou
that counterfeits the person of a king?
The king himself. Who, Douglas, grieves at heart so many of his shadows thou hast met and not the very king. I have two boys, six Percy and thyself about the field. But seeing thou fought on me so luckily, I will assay thee. So defend thyself.
Another counterfeit.
Yet thou bearest thee like a king. But fine, thou art, how else thou be.
Thus I win thee.
Ha! Hold up thy head, vile daughter, the like never to hold it up again. The spirits of valiant Shirley, Staff, and Blunt are in my arms. It is the Prince of Wales that threatens thee, who never promiseth, but he means to pay.
Shame, my lord, hath not said this. Sir Nicholas Gawney hath the slacker sent, and Sir Clifton, on the Clifton Strait.
Stay, and breathe a while. Thou hast redeemed thy lost opinion, and showed thou makest some tender of my life in this fair rescue thou hast brought to me.
God, he did thee so much injury that ever did I hearken were your death. And ever so I might have let alone the insulting hand of Douglas over you, which would have been as sweet in your end as all the poisonous potions in the world, and saved the treacherous labor of your son.
Make up, Sir Clifton. Answer Sir Nicholas Gawney.
If I mistake not,
thou art Harry Monmouth.
Thou speaks as if I would deny my name.
My name is Harry Percy.
Why, then I see a very valiant rebel of the name. I am the Prince of Wales, and think not Percy to share with me in glory anymore. Two stars keep not their motion in one sphere. Nor can one England brook a double reign of Harry Percy and the Prince of Wales.
Nor shall it, Harry. The hour is come to end for one of us. And would to God thy name in arms were now as great as mine.
Make it greater, that I part from thee. And all the budding honors on thy crest are cropped to make a garland for my head.
I can no longer brook thy vanity.
Yeah.
That better book loss of little life than those proud titles thou hast won me. They wound my thoughts worse than thy sword my flesh. But thoughts, the slaves of life, and life, time's all. And time itself that takes survey of all the world must have a start. Oh, I... The claw and cold hand of death lies on my tongue. Now, Percy, thou art dust and food. Oh.
Poor worms, brave Percy. Fare thee well, great heart. Ill-weaved ambition, how much art thou shrunk? And that this body did contain a spirit, a kingdom for it was too small a bound. But now 2 paces of the vilest earth is room enough. This earth, there be dead. There's not a life so stout a gentle. Now, it's sensible of courtesy, I should not make so dear a show as you. Let my favors hide thy mangled face. On my behalf, I thank myself for doing these fair rites of tenderness. Adieu. I take thy praise with thee, death. Thou ignominy sleep with thee in the grave. Not remembered in my epitaph.
What? Old acquaintance.
Could not all this flesh keep in a little life? Poor Jack. Farewell. I could have better spared a better man. Oh, I should have ere been missed thee if I were much in love with vanity. Death hath not struck so fat a deer today, nor any dearer than this bloody fray. Then bowed will I see thee, by and by. Till then, in blood, my noble Percy lie.
Embowled? If thou embowel me today, I'll give you leave to powder me and eat me through tomorrow.
This blood, tis time to counterfeit. Or that hot tub can scot and bring me scot a lot too.
Counterfeit? A lie, I'm no counterfeit. To die is to be a counterfeit. For he's but the counterfeit of a man who hath not the life of a man. But to counterfeit dying, when a man thereby liveth, is to be no counterfeit, but the true and perfect image of life indeed. The better part of valor is discretion. In which better part I've saved my life.
Of this gunpowder, Percy, though he'd be dead. Now, if he should counterfeit too and rise, by my faith, I'm afraid he'd prove a better counterfeit.
Therefore, I'll make him sure. Yeah. And I'll swear I killed him.
Why may not he rise as well as I? Nothing can suit me but eyes, and nobody sees me.
Therefore, sir, with a new wound in your thigh, cut you along with me.
How bravely hast thou fleshed thy maiden sword?
It's tough. Whom have we here? Did you not tell me this fat man was dead?
I did. I saw him dead, breathless and bleeding on the ground. Art thou alive? Is it some fantasy that plays upon our eyesight? I prithee speak. We will not trust our eyes without our ears. What thou seest?
No, that's certain. I'm no double man. But if I be not Jack Falstaff, then am I a Jack. There's Percy. If your father will do me any honor, so. If not, let him kill the next Percy himself. I look to be either Earl or Duke, I can assure you.
Percy, I killed myself. Saw thee dead.
Is thou... Oh, Lord,
how this world is given to lying.
Well, I grant I was down and out of breath, and so was he. But we rose both at an instant and fought. A long hour by Shrewsbury clock. If I may be believed so. If not, let them that should reward valor take the sin upon their own heads. I'll take it upon myself. I gave him this wound in the thigh. If the man were alive and would deny it, soon. And make him eat a piece of a sword.
This is the strangest tale that ever I heard.
It is the strangest fellow, Brother John. Come. Bring your luggage nobly on your back.
Oh.
If a lie may do thee grace, I'll deal with it in the happiest terms I have. Brother John's retreat. The day is ours. Come, brother. Let us to the highest of the fields to see what friends are living, who are dead.
I'll follow, as they say, for reward. He that rewards me, God reward him. If I do grow great, I'll grow less, for I'll purge and leave sack and live cleanly as a nobleman should do.